Matthew chapter 24 and verse 9, it says this. It says, and then they will deliver you up to tribulations and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Jesus is telling this to his disciples about things that were going to happen in the last of the last days. He says, and many will be offended. He says, he didn't even say a couple. He didn't even say a few. He says, and many will be offended. He says, and they will betray one another, and they will hate one another. He says, and then because they're offended, because they're blinded, because they're trapped, because they're stumbling, because they have betrayed one another, they've hated one another, the hearts have become hardened, then what's going to happen? Many false prophets will rise up, and they will deceive many. And then he goes on and says, he says, and because of lawlessness or such a great increase of sin will abound, he says, the love of many will grow cold. Those who used to be hot on fire in love with the Lord, hot on fire in love with the body of Christ, hot on fire for their local church, hot on fire for their local communities, because sin will be increasing more and more, their love will become colder and colder, because the more sin increases in your life, the colder you become, the less loving you become, and the more hard-hearted you will become. He says, but even though all those things are going to be going on, but even though all those trials, tribulations, and afflictions are going on, people's love is going to wax cold. He says, but in the midst of all those things, he says, those who endure to the end, they shall be saved. That word saved there is sozo, means healed, set free, delivered, and made whole. He says, just because all those things are going on in the earth, just because all those things are going on around you, he says, you do not have to give in to them. He says, those who will endure. That word endure there means those who have fortitude, those who will persevere, those who will abide. He says, those who will remain, those who will stick in, and they are rooted and grounded in the love of God. They're rooted and grounded in the word. They're saying, Jesus, I'm with you, hell or high water, I'm riding. You know what the world would say, you my ride and die. You my rider. He says, I'm going to ride with you all the way to the end.